Welcome to, as that robot voice says, the NaturoCrit podcast, and thank you for boldly listening. What are we even talking about? Well, this podcast series is my take on naturopathic medicine, an area I've been studying for about 20 years, including my time in so-called scientific, non-sectarian naturopathic medical school. My approach is a pairing of scientific skepticism and a deep knowledge of naturopathy's intimate details. In previous episodes of this series, I established that naturopathy is, essentially, a kind of knowledge blending, misrepresentation, and irrationality. I have termed naturopathy both an epistemic conflation falsely posing itself as an epistemic delineation and the naturopathological. The science exterior is mixed with what is scientific. Then, that whole muddle is absurdly claimed to be science as an entire category, while particular sectarian science-ejected oath obligations and requirements are coded or camouflaged, therein effectively disguising naturopathy's system of beliefs in public view. Naturopathy's ultimate achievement is a profound erosion of scientific integrity and freedom of belief, packaged in the marketing veneer natural and improperly embedded in the academic category science. Introduction. In this episode 3, part 2, a continuation of my research into naturopathy's category claims from the late 1990s, I'll cite from the 1996 and 2000 editions of the printed compilation, Fundamentals of Complementary and Alternative Medicine. The book's 1996 naturopathy chapter was recommended by the AANP Alliance for those interested in naturopathy in depth, as I'd mentioned in this episode's first part. Specifically, I'll be citing from the ND's Pizzorno and Snyder authored chapter titled Naturopathic Medicine. I'll also be citing from a book authored by Andy Pizzorno from 1996, titled Total Wellness, Improve Your Health by Understanding the Body's Healing Systems, and two interviews by Andy Snyder from the Townsend Letter. By the way, you can easily buy these books and articles used and in great shape online for only a few dollars, including shipping. And the transcript of this podcast episode will contain their ISBNs or web addresses. With these sources to draw from, which I have digitized for myself for easy searching after obtaining them in paper, what's essentially naturopathic may be revealed to us by way of these two ND's very own words. And still, the central question of this podcast episode 3, part 2 is, historically, can you trust big naturopathy organizations and ND luminaries labels used to describe naturopathy's contents and overall category? I think, by the end of part 1 of this episode, I broadly answered that question regarding big naturopathy organizations with a resounding no, beware. But what about an individual, highly influential, intracontinental, luminous ND such as ND Pizzorno? I'm wondering if you like your medicine to largely include scientific illiteracy, a quite selective knowledge of the history of the central premises of modern life science, and blatant absurdity and junk thought boneheaded irrationality, all delivered to you by way of a Pacific Northwest, straight-faced and very serious, authoritarian, expert self-promoter. Regarding ND Pizzorno, I didn't find a Wikipedia.org biography page for him. I guess one has yet to be written. That's not too inconvenient, though, because the first page results of a Google.com web search for Joseph Pizzorno Naturopathic is quite adequate. You get A. N.D. Pizzorno's biography page at WebMD.com, a page whose WebMD presence is rather strange, because an N.D., as in Nancy, is not an M.D., as in Mary, titled Joseph E. Pizzorno Jr., N.D., which states, quote, Joseph E. Pizzorno, N.D., is one of the world's leading authorities on science-based, natural, or integrative medicine. He is the author of Total Wellness. Pizzorno has been the recipient of numerous awards and honors. In 2006, at the 50th anniversary of the founding of National College of Naturopathic Medicine, he was recognized as its most illustrious graduate, unquote. Luminous, illustrious. There's that naturopathy equals natural medicine equals integrative medicine formulation, that total wellness connection, the huge claim of authority on science, and NCNM as an alma mater. B. His very own webpage autobiography is about Dr. Pizzorno, where we're told additionally, quote, he is the founding president of Bastyr University, unquote. That is the alma mater of N.D. Snyder. C. Incidentally, a 2013 biography of N.D. Pizzorno in Merging Medicine 14 that I have archived that was up at the California Naturopathic Doctors Association states, quote, Dr. Pizzorno is a world-leading authority on science-based natural medicine, a term he coined in 1978, unquote. Science by coining. D. And Bastyr University states, in Founding of Bastyr, quote, three NCNM graduates, naturopathic physicians, Drs. Les Griffith, William A. Mitchell Jr., and Joseph E. Pizzorno Jr., saw an opportunity to create a new naturopathic school in Seattle, building the school on a science-based foundation, unquote. That science label, again, as a base, as a foundation. From where does N.D. Pizzorno's science credentials come from? As far as I can tell, from reading web-posted and various printed biographical and autobiographical sketches, N.D. Pizzorno is not a scientist in any professional or academic sense, if we regard such a qualification as possession of, minimally, a master's degree or a PhD or doctorate degree in a science discipline, and, most importantly, since science is an activity, influential or high-status publication of important, groundbreaking science. I'll often refer to him as Old Science-Based Joe, a nickname I coined and have used in past blog posts. I met him once in person around 1999-2000, while in naturopathy school at UBCNM, during lobbying activities for naturopathy licensure in Massachusetts. By the end of this podcast episode, you'll be quite aware that what Old Science-Based Joe is claiming is that within science, amongst other things, is the vitalistic, supernatural, and the homeopathic. That is quite radical and revolutionary. Such, if true, would easily be worthy of a Nobel Prize. The scientific proving of stuff that has been patently science exterior for several decades and a few hundred years. But don't get your hopes up too high in terms of Stockholm. Old Science-Based Joe merely has a 1975 doctorate in naturopathy from the National College of Natural Medicine, formerly called the National College of Naturopathic Medicine, and a well-practiced ability to use PubMed. I see his activity as, to be polite, literary publication through non-critical CAM outlets, often by cherry-picking weak and extraneous stuff that's out there to supposedly support the essentially naturopathic, as well as citation of mundane, or shall I say, other disciplines, good quality stuff that obviously doesn't specifically support the essentially naturopathic at all. We are, after all, in a land of blending, purloining, and vagarity, as opposed to analysis, authenticity, and specificity when we deal with naturopathy. Overall, it appears to me that N.D. Pizzorno constructed both his and naturopathy's science-based authority or expertise status, much in the same way Hollywood movie studios would create a set representing a Western cowboy town that ends up, when you start poking around, being merely a facade. Constructed, coined. So that's me dealing with a Pacific Northwest straight-faced and very serious expert self-promoter. By the adjective authoritarian, I mean specifically of, relating to, or expecting, or demanding, unquestioning obedience. Well, I cannot obey the science-based emperor's decreed labeling, no matter how often it is emphasized. I know too much about what science actually does and supports, and the actual contents of naturopathy in terms of what it does and believes, to see that science-based label as anything other than an inaccurate veneer. My strongest weapons are my refusal and my accumulated knowledge. And I know we need to go to Oregon sources to understand that 1975 NCNM credential. NCNM and Oregon.gov. Now, I will forever love NCNM.edu and Oregon.gov in terms of what those two sources communicate about naturopathy's epistemic contents. I'd mentioned scientific illiteracy, a quite selective knowledge of the history of the central premises of modern life science, blatant absurdity, and junk thought bone-headed irrationality. Therefore, NCNM and Oregon.gov. The apples don't fall far from their trees or alma maters, and these are the seeds naturopathy has planted. NCNM. The principal page that covers naturopathy's contents at NCNM presently is about naturopathic medicine. Its science claims include, quote, "The practice of naturopathic medicine emerges from six principles of healing. These principles are based on the objective observation of the nature of health and disease and are examined continually in light of scientific analysis. Our mission is to educate and train physicians, practitioners, and pre-professionals in the art, science, and research of natural medicine," unquote. And yet we're told on the same page, quote, "Homeopathic medicine is based on the principle of like cures like. Clinical observation indicates that it works on a subtle yet powerful energetic level, gently acting to promote healing on the physical, mental, and spiritual levels. The physician must also make a commitment to her, his personal and spiritual development. Causes may occur on many levels, including physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual," unquote. So those are claims that the contents of naturopathy, in theory and practice, survive scientific scrutiny and are objective fact, including the supernatural and homeopathic. Also, we're told, and here we go into the quite science exterior sectarian, quote, "These principles stand as the distinguishing marks of the profession. Number one, the healing power of nature. Vis medicatrix naturae. The body has the inherent ability to establish, maintain, and restore health. The healing process is ordered and intelligent. Nature heals through the response of the life force. The physician's role is to facilitate and augment this process. Number two, first do no harm. Primum no nocere. The process of healing includes the generation of symptoms, which are, in fact, expressions of the life force attempting to heal itself. Therapeutic actions should be complementary to and synergistic with this healing process. The physician's actions can support or antagonize the actions of vis medicatrix naturae. Naturopathy is the practice of promoting health through stimulation of the vital force, unquote. Now, regarding scientific illiteracy and a quite selective knowledge of the history of the central premises of modern life science, vitalism, a.k.a. life force, a.k.a. healing power of nature, or vis mercatrix naturae, a.k.a. this process, is science ejected, and science does not contain the supernatural in fact. But, in fact, as we will see, old science-based Joe's Total Wellness explains that this idea of life force is spirit. So, we have at the heart of naturopathy a specific kind of supernaturalism, a.k.a. the sectarian, mislabeled scientific objective fact. Now, regarding blatant absurdities, homeopathy, enough said. And regarding junk thought boneheaded irrationality, since when is a profession based upon falsehood and opacity? And remember, this is the alma mater of, and its contents are the main credentials of, a similarly self-decreed science-based authority. Oregon.gov. NCNM is in the state of Oregon, and the naturopaths have managed to .gov codify the very same content I just covered by way of NCNM into state statute. Oregon.gov's page, Welcome to the Board of Naturopathic Medicine, states, quote, "The mission of the Oregon Board of Naturopathic Medicine is to protect the public by licensing and regulating naturopathic physicians. The board will promote physician excellence and will foster communication within the profession and with the public. The State Board of Naturopathic Medicine, established by the 1927 legislature, is empowered to protect the public by licensing and regulating naturopathic physicians in Oregon." Unquote. How ironic. Protection, regulation, excellence, communication, professionalism, licensing, a.k.a. permission. Oregon.gov tells us of science in naturopathy. Quote, "Naturopathic physicians, ND, are educated in conventional medical sciences. The practice of naturopathic medicine emerges from six underlying principles of healing. These principles are based on the objective observation of the nature of health and disease and are continually reexamined in light of scientific analysis. A growing body of scientific knowledge validates the naturopathic approach and speaks of scientific research." Unquote. And yet, it also states, entailing sectarian science exterior ideas and goals, quote, "Naturopathic medicine is heir to the vitalistic tradition of medicine in the Western world, emphasizing the treatment of disease through the stimulation, enhancement, and support of the inherent healing capacity of the person. Methods of treatments are chosen to work with the patient's vital force. It is these principles that distinguish the profession from other medical approaches. Number one, the healing power of nature, vis mercatrix naturae. The body has the inherent ability to establish, maintain, and restore health. The healing process is ordered and intelligent. Nature heals through the response of the life force. The physician's role is to facilitate and augment this process. Number three, first do no harm, primum no nocere. Illness is a purposeful process of the organism. The process of healing includes the generation of symptoms which are, in fact, an expression of the life force attempting to heal itself. Therapeutic actions should be complementary to and synergistic with this healing process. The physician's actions can support or antagonize the actions of the vis mercatrix naturae, the healing power of nature. Nature acts powerfully through healing mechanisms in the body and mind to maintain and restore health. Naturopathic medicine restores and supports these inherent healing systems when they have broken down." Unquote. Or shall we say, metaphysician? State-endorsed, science subset non-science commerce, falsely labeled all science. Cash registers are standing by. And again, I repeat, scientific illiteracies, a quite selective knowledge of the history of the central premises of modern life science, blatant absurdities, and junk thought boneheaded irrationality. This is a very inappropriate use of the label science, and licensed falsehood marches on. My biggest question is, why would a state become an accomplice to all this falsehood? The Naturopathy Chapter of Fundamentals of Complementary and Alternative Medicine, 1996. In the 1996 version, solely authored by Old Science-Based Joe, the Naturopathy Chapter has 35 instances of the root cyan. The biggest of broadest cyan statements includes, quote, "In 1978, the John Bastyr College of Naturopathic Medicine, later renamed Bastyr University, was formed in Seattle, Washington, by Joseph E. Pizzorno, Jr., N.D., Lester E. Griffith, N.D., William Mitchell, N.D., and Sheila Quinn, to teach science-based natural medicine, and speaks of an appreciation for the appropriate use of science," unquote. This parallels my citation from the AANP Alliance in the first half of this podcast episode, which Bastyr was a member of, and NCNM, Andy Pizzorno's alma mater, was a member of, when they quite untruthfully told us a naturopath is, quote, "the modern-day science-based primary care doctor," unquote. Ah, the appropriateness of posing non-science as science. Another of Old Science-Based Joe's broad statements includes, quote, "Naturopathic medicine, as well as the entire concept of natural medicine, might appear to be an unscientific fad that will soon pass away. To the informed, it is clear that naturopathic medicine is at the forefront of the future of medicine. The scientific tools now exist to assess and appreciate many aspects of natural medicine," unquote. I would argue that, conversely, the entire concept of natural medicine is an unscientific fad to the informed, as it is an unnecessary thought diffusion by way of a vague and useless marketing label, natural. I'd also argue that the scientific tools have existed for several decades and a few hundred years, which easily demarcate certain essential aspects of naturopathy as non-science, though the NDs have bundled up such stuff in the category science-based natural medicine. Another very broad science statement is, quote, "the most comprehensive compilation of the scientific documentation of naturopathic philosophy and therapies can be found in A Textbook of Natural Medicine. This two-volume set is updated on a regular basis and now comprises over 200 chapters and references over 10,000 citations from the peer-reviewed scientific literature," unquote. That is an N.D. Pizzorno co-edited text that will get an episode all to itself. Really, the scientific documentation of naturopathy's science exterior, ideas, and methods. Where is the Nobel? And finally, regarding science, quote, "the N.D. training program is very similar to conventional medical education, with the primary differences being in the therapeutic sciences. The first 2 years concentrate on the standard human biologic sciences, basic diagnostic sciences, and an introduction to the various treatment modalities. The second 2 years are oriented towards the clinical sciences of diagnosis and treatment," unquote. Pizzorno from his book, Total Wellness. Now, there are piles of science claims within this book, with the most broad being, quote, "in 1978, Bastyr University was formed in Seattle, Washington, by N.D.s Pizzorno, Griffith, and Mitchell to teach science-based natural medicine, with the graduates labeled the new breed of scientifically trained naturopaths," unquote. We're also told, in terms of science in naturopathy, quote, "naturopathy's basic medical sciences include anatomy, human dissection, histology, physiology, biochemistry, pathology, microbiology, public health, pharmacology, and biostatistics. The second 2 years are oriented towards the clinical sciences of diagnosis and treatment. The natural therapies, such as nutrition, botanical medicines, homeopathy, acupuncture, natural childbirth, hydrotherapy, fasting, physical therapy, exercise therapy, counseling, and lifestyle modification are studied extensively, unquote. There's that epistemic mixing again, such as exercise science and then homeopathy, as if all things listed are a clinical science. Now, we were just told that naturopathy is science-based, but now we're told that naturopathy is based on something else. Concepts or principles or a supposed philosophy which is couching all of naturopathy's actions. Science-based Joe tells us, first in that rather veiled manner that NDs usually employ, quote, seven powerful concepts provide the foundation for naturopathic medicine and pave the way for a unique group of professionals to practice a form of medicine that fundamentally changes the way we think about health. This common philosophy of health and disease, this commonality distinguishes the profession. Number one, the healing power of nature, vis medicatrix naturae, nature acts powerfully through healing mechanisms in the body. Fundamental to the practice of naturopathic medicine is a profound belief in the ability of the body to heal itself, the vis medicatrix naturae, the healing power of nature. The practice of naturopathic medicine is grounded in vis medicatrix naturae, supporting the body's own healing processes. The term vis medicatrix naturae, the healing power of nature, is used to denote the body's ability and drive to heal itself. These inherent systems, the natural processes, naturopathic physicians assert that all true healing results from this principle, the application of vis medicatrix naturae. Intrinsic healing processes, the natural healing process, the body's healing mechanisms, diagnostic issues arising from the principles of naturopathy, the healing power of nature, how is the healing power of nature supported in the case, unquote. And then that central premise and obligation gets more exposed, shall I say. Quote, there is really but one healing force in existence, and that is nature herself. Naturopathic medicine is a vitalistic system of healthcare. Naturopathic medicine is vitalistic in its approach. Life amounts to more than the sum of biochemical processes, and the body has an innate intelligence that strives constantly for health, vitalism. The foundation of naturopathic medicine is the vitalistic philosophy of vis medicatrix naturae, the healing power of nature. And it mentions vital forces. Acupuncture is an ancient Chinese system of medicine involving the stimulation of certain specific points on the body to enhance the flow of vital energy, qi, along the pathways called meridians, unquote. I state this as an obligation because vital force as healing power of nature is written into naturopathy's oath. Then we get to where the rubber meets the road, by what's meant by all this vitalism. There are 35 instances of spirit in my OCR'd copy of Total Wellness. Finally, we're told this, quote, seven underlying health-sustaining systems of our body must function effectively to ensure our well-being, prevent disease, and allow a full life. The immune system, the detoxification system, the inflammatory system, the metabolic system, the regulatory system, the regeneration system, and our life force, or spirit, unquote. Life force is spirit. This will be touched on again in the 2000 version of the naturopathy chapter in Fundamentals of Complementary and Alternative Medicine. Now, there's an entire chapter in Total Wellness titled Live in Harmony with the Psychosocial or Spiritual or Life Force. I'm not sure I understand why this vitalistic, spiritistic conception has to be equated with the psychosocial. Why should the mind and one's social connections be equal to an article of faith such as a life force or spirit conception? The book's index incidentally states, quote, life force, see spiritual system, unquote. Ah, but the AANP Alliance stated that naturopathy wasn't a belief system. The 2000 naturopathy chapter of Fundamentals of Complementary and Alternative Medicine and N.D. Snyder's interviews. Comparatively, there were 27 instances of vital in the 2000 version, an increase from 15 in the 1996 version, And there were 35 instances of the root cyan in the 1996 version, and that increased to 74 in the 2000 version. That's interesting. More vitalism and more science, yet vitalism spiritism is patently science exterior. Then we get to where more rubber meets the road in terms of science, vitalism, and spiritism. Change number one. The language, quote, with its unique integration of vitalistic, scientific, academic, and clinical training in medicine, the naturopathic medical model, unquote, was added. I must note that to integrate is to blend, not to demarcate. It is, obviously, conflation and not analysis. Change number two, quote, vitalism has reemerged in today's terms in the body-mind-spirit dialogue. Matter, mind, energy, and spirit are each part of nature and therefore are part of medicine that observes, respects, and works with nature, unquote. So there's that kind of metaphysical construct or belief system of spirit vitalism, pan-spiritism or animism that truly doesn't distinguish between science and non-science and nature and supernatural. Now, I have no problem with people believing whatever they want in terms of freedom of belief, because that is a fundamental right. I do have a problem with people engaging in commerce, particularly education commerce, as I experienced, with false science labels upon sectarian, often hidden beliefs. In claiming these beliefs as scientific fact, choices are being removed by naturopathy in terms of freedom of belief. Change number three, quote, what distinguishes naturopathic medicine's clinical research from biomedicine's is not the presence or lack of science. It is a collective confidence in the perception of a vital force or life force, unquote. Yet vital or life force is science ejected, period. And as spirit or the supernatural, it is not science processable. Also, Andy Snyder, a Bastyr graduate, is on record in a 2005 interview in the Townsend Letter stating, quote, naturopathic medicine relies on the vital life force within human beings, unquote. And a Townsend Letter for Doctors April 1992 interview has Andy Snyder stating, quote, we believe in the vital force, which has inherent organization, is intelligent and intelligible. We have vis medicatrix naturae. Our way is to research the mystery and beauty of the life force in which we have faith, unquote. Now, what's even more interesting is that N.D. Snyder was co-chair of the Naturopathy Principles Project that put all these ideas down on paper, as Bastyr recounts, and Oregon.gov hosts. Conclusion. Well, this has been quite an historic tour of old naturopathy stuff from the late 1990s. The central question of this podcast, episode 3, is, historically, can you trust big naturopathy organizations and ND luminaries labels used to describe naturopathy's contents and overall category? At the end of the first part of this episode, in terms of the organizations, my answer was, no, beware. And now, at the end of this second part, specifically in terms of the very illustrious N.D. Pizzorno, I must also state, no, no way. Naturopathy, in so many ways, is a complete reversal of values. What's labeled distinct is actually blended. What's labeled science is actually science exterior. What's labeled not a belief system and non-sectarian is actually faith-based and sectarian galore. If you stuck through this analysis of naturopathy, the epistemic train wreck, you have my admiration. This has been
The Natural Crit Podcast.